Good morning. Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for April 5th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And we've got a packed one today. A really compelling alternative to RAG. A 23-year-old Linux bug, found by Claude, supply chain security drama, and Macs quietly becoming serious ML machines.
Yeah, honestly, today's hero story kind of stopped me in my tracks. Let's get into it.
So Mitlify published a detailed breakdown of how they ripped out their entire RAG pipeline for their AI documentation assistant and replaced it with a virtual file system. Instead of embedding docs into vector stores and hoping retrieval pulls the right chunks, they exposed the documentation as a mounted file system that the LLM can actually navigate. Browsing directories, reading files, following references.
That's interesting because it's such a different mental model. With RAG, you're basically saying, "Here, model, I found some stuff that might be relevant. Good luck." With this approach, the model has agency. It decides what to read, when to go deeper, when to back out. It's like the difference between someone handing you random pages from a textbook versus giving you the whole book with a table of contents.
Exactly. And they're reporting dramatically better context selection, fewer hallucinations, and the model can reason about document structure instead of working with decontextualized fragments. Anyone who's built a RAG system knows that pain, chunk boundaries destroying context, retrieval quality degrading as your corpus grows.
Right, and what's wild is you can implement this today. This is just tool use. Give Claude or GPT-4 or Gemini a set of file system tools, list directory, read file, search, and you've got the basic architecture. No exotic infrastructure needed.
The bigger signal here is architectural. We're moving from stuff context into the prompt to give the model tools to find its own context. If you're early in building a doc assistant or support bot, Mintlify is basically saying, skip the vector DB. Experiment with navigation-based approaches first. Link in the briefing.
I think a lot of teams are going to prototype this over the next few weeks. It just makes more intuitive sense.
All right, moving to AI and models. A few standouts. First, Claude Code apparently found a Linux privilege escalation vulnerability that had been hiding in C code for 23 years. Human reviewers missed it for over two decades.
That is a massive deal for AI-assisted security auditing. If you're maintaining any legacy C or C++ code base, this is your sign to just point an LLM at it. The cost of running that audit is trivial compared to what it might find.
Also worth noting, MLX VLM hit over 1,500 engagement on GitHub. It lets you run inference and fine-tuning of vision language models directly on Apple Silicon using MLX. And there's a new paper on self-distillation for code generation. Basically having a model generate code, filter its own outputs, and retrain on them. No new data needed, material quality improvements.
The self-distillation one is clever. It's essentially free performance if you're already fine-tuning coding models. And the MLX VLM story connects to something we'll get to in a minute about NVIDIA drivers on Mac.
Oh, and one more. Someone found 12,000 AI-generated blog posts pushed in a single commit by 1UpTime. Visible right there on GitHub. This is what AI content spam looks like at scale.
If you're building search or any content platform, your spam detection really needs to account for this pattern now. 12,000 posts in one commit. That's brazen.
Security section is busy today. The Axios NPM supply chain compromise got a full post-mortem. If you depend on Axios, and statistically, you almost certainly do, read the timeline and check your lock files.
Yeah, and there's also a privilege escalation CVE in OpenClaw getting serious attention. Over 300 points on Hacker News. If you're using OpenClaw in any capacity, patch now, don't wait.
Between the Axios compromise and the OpenClaw CVE, the message is clear: audit your dependency chains this week, not next quarter, this week. Quick developer tools roundup. Repomix keeps gaining traction. It flattens your entire code base into a single file optimized for LLM consumption. Super handy if you're feeding repos to Claude or GPT for analysis.
I've been using that one. It saves so much time versus hand-curating context. And there's TurboQuant Wasm, which brings Google's scan-style vector quantization to the browser. Client-side similarity, search without a vector DB round trip.
Which is funny given our hero story. Even on the vector search side, the trend is moving computation closer to the user. Also, Herbie is worth a look if you do any numerical computing. It automatically rewrites floating point expressions to reduce error. Okay, infrastructure. The big one here is Apple officially approving NVIDIA eGPU drivers for ARM Macs.
Combined with the MLX VLM story from earlier, this could genuinely make Macs a serious local ML training option. If you've been waiting to use NVIDIA hardware with your Mac dev setup, the door is finally open.
Also notable, Podroid lets you run Linux containers on Android without root. If you're building on-device AI inference pipelines or mobile dev tooling, that unlocks a lot on stock Android devices.
Quick hits before we wrap up. Telegram desktop source code is trending on GitHub. Gold has overtaken US Treasuries as the largest foreign reserve asset. There's a fun browser game where you build a GPU from scratch. Great for onboarding engineers. And the Artemis II crew captured a spectacular image of Earth.
Oh, and Delve got removed from Y Combinator's directory. Over 200 Hacker News points and 100-plus comments. Something significant happened there. Worth watching if you're in the YC ecosystem.
All right, two threads to pull on from today. First, the move from passive RAG to active context navigation is a real architectural shift. If you're building any AI assistant over structured content, prototype with tool use-based navigation before you invest more in scaling your vector DB.
And second, supply chain security is absolutely not common gown. The Axios postmortem and the OpenClaw CVE are your reminder to audit dependencies now. And if you're shipping AI features on Mac, local multimodal inference just became genuinely practical with MLX VLM and those NVIDIA drivers.
That's your builder's briefing for April 5th. All the links are in the briefing notes. Go build something great, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, folks. Happy building.